I'm Lex Ellenthal. I'm 17, and I started You Never Know Who.
Oh, my name is Elias Frank, and I founded GHS Connections, and I'm 17.
Why did you form the group?
I formed after what happened with Bart, and then I wrote a few paragraphs on my class page, and I was like really upset, and I was just kind of ranting, and I said at the end of it there would be trained staff at the high school, but I too would also be available to talk to. The first block the next day, a random girl that I didn't even know, she came up to me and she told me a story about how she was bullied in the high school.
I started You Never Know Who so that kids who, or even adults I guess, just anyone who really needs someone who's been through something, who can like really relate and talk to them if they're like afraid to go to a professional or afraid to talk to their parents or something like that, then they can come to You Never Know Who, and you know, there's this whole community of people who could be there for them.
Do you think it's hard for kids to go to school officials with their problems?
Some students, it's easy for them to connect to the staff, but not all students, it's easy to connect to them on a friendship level that they are comfortable telling them about what's bothering them and what's personal.
How prevalent is bullying, do you think, in high schools?
It's obviously a major issue, as we see here, but the funny thing is I've never been bullied personally in high school. My friends have never been bullied. You don't see kids literally pushing each other in the lockers. I think it'd be more from passing down the hallway, a slight bump, a slight nudge, stuff like that, just kind of putting somebody down.
I was picked on in elementary and middle school, and when we got to high school, for me, it just stopped. So I guess I just sort of assume it stopped for everyone. But all these people have been like coming out of the woodwork being like, everyone's so mean to me, or you know, this group of kids really picks on me, or I don't know. I just hate to hear that and I hate to see that.
And what kinds of things is your group doing?
We mostly go function through Facebook and email, ynkwghs@gmail.com. It's for people to email anonymously or not, to say like, this is what I have going on in my life and this is what I'm struggling with.
All of our ideas that we've done so far have been come from the students. For example, we made profiles, people that they're going to be allies, you can come up to them with personal troubles. We ourselves made a banner. It's massive. It's about 30 feet long. It says Granite GHS takes a stand up against bullying. It's massive. We want people to sign it, and by signing it, it's just kind of, you're pledging that you'll be more aware of what's happening inside the school.
Do you think attitudes have changed since you formed the group and since Bart's death?
Definitely. Like, you just walking down the hall and people saying, hey, how's your day going? That really means a lot to people. If their day is down and somebody shows that they actually care, they want to hear about their problems, they want to offer assistance. And I see that, and I didn't see that before.
In some people, yes, but in others, no. I think there was like a grace period following Bart's death where everyone was really sensitive and really nice, and now I think things are kind of going back to normal and people are forgetting. And what I really want to do is keep people from forgetting. This needs to be a constant attitude, the caring and the sensitivity. It shouldn't just be when something sad happens, we try for a little while and then go back to normal, because that shouldn't be our normal.
What advice do you have to other kids who may be experiencing bullying or slighting in school, and they want to do something about it?
First of all, I'd just like to say that it's just high school. Life gets better. Like, no matter how much trouble, no matter how much hurt there is.
It got better for me. It's gotten better for so many people I know. And you just have to find your people.